come together not just as a congregation, but as a people walking through suffering. Some here today are grieving the loss of a loved one. Some here today are enduring a serious illness. Others here are anxious about finances, struggling with broken relationships. Some people are dealing with wayward children. And we do realize that these are not small things. And friends, if I can say one thing to you this morning, I want to say this. God sees every one of your single pains. Every one of your pains. He sees them. But even more than that, I want you to know that he enters into them with you. Our scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm going to be reading verses 3 through 7. It says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us." Now, this service is pretty much a continuation of last week's service. If you were here, I talked about how many of us just feel like what? Quitting. We don't care if we live. We don't care if we die. Life can get that hard sometimes. And I'm not talking suicide. I'm talking about we just are tired. We're just worn out. But I also wanted you to know that God is not a cold and distant observer. He is, as Paul writes in our passage today, he's a merciful Father. And he is the source of all comfort. So with that in mind, I want to take a closer look at these verses. Notice the first thing we see here is that God is the source of all comfort. Look at how Paul begins. Paul begins with a word of praise. And not because things are easy, but because God is worthy of praise. He writes in verse 3, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort." You see what it says there? It says that God is not just the comforter. It says that God is the source of all comfort. In other words, God's the fountain. God's the source. God is the beginning and God is the end. But it's not only that. Paul says that God is our merciful Father. That means mercy originates with God. It's part of his character. It says in Micah chapter 7, verse 18, "Where is another God like you who pardons the guilt of the remnant, overlooking the sins of his special people? You will not stay angry with your people forever because you delight in showing unfailing love." So you see, friends, when we go through times of suffering, we are not met by a cold doctrine or a pat on the back. We are met by a person, a Father, who is merciful. Well, the second thing we see here is that God comforts us in all of our troubles. That's what it says in verse 4. He comforts us in all of our troubles. Notice Paul didn't say some troubles. Paul didn't say spiritual troubles. Paul didn't say just the big troubles. Paul said, friends, that word all, it means all. Your grief, your depression, your anxiety, your physical pain, even your relational issues, your relational strains. He sees it all. And he steps into that pain with his comfort. But here, don't miss this. It's a little bitty word. We often miss this. I-N, in. Look at what it says. In all our troubles. Not after our troubles. In our troubles. God doesn't wait for you to clean up your act before he helps you. He doesn't say, you know what, I'll comfort you after you guys get it all figured out. Then I'll comfort you. No, he comforts you in your troubles. And I guess the question is, how does he do that? Well, first of all, he does it through his precious word. I am often comforted by just reading the Bible. Just opening up the Bible and reading it. I find so much comfort there. Secondly, he does it through his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit comforts us. And he does it through this body. He comforts us through the church. You comfort me, I comfort you. But sometimes he also comforts us through silence. Silence can be good sometimes. Silence causes us to lean more fully on his wonderful promises. But friends, more than that, he comforts us through Jesus Christ, who is our suffering Savior. Friends, I am not talking about a comfort that says, cheer up, it's going to be all right. No, it's a comfort that says, I am with you. The third thing we see here is that God uses our comfort to help other people. Let's read the rest of verse 4. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. We have a responsibility to comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. This statement is so staggering. I mean, it really is. It means that the pain you're going through right now is not wasted. Get that. We need to get that into our heads. The pain that you are going through right now, it is not a wasted pain. God is going to use it to help other people. Your pain actually has a purpose in God's plan. I mean, just consider the three things that this verse tells us. First, it says that God will not only meet you in your pain, he will equip you through it so you can comfort other people. Secondly, he says that God will transform your suffering into a channel for ministry. And thirdly, when you endure sorrow and experience God's wonderful mercy, that's when you are uniquely prepared to walk with others through their valleys. And that, my friends, is the beauty of the body of Christ. That's what the church is for. The greatest words I ever heard about the church was this. It's wounded healers comforting one another with the comfort of Christ. Wounded healers comforting one another with the comfort of Christ. Your pain does have a purpose. It's so you can use it to comfort other people. Well, finally, the fourth thing we see here is that our suffering connects us to Christ, and it connects us to one another. Look again at what Paul writes here in verses 5 through 7. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you also share in the comfort God gives us. In other words, this is saying that when we suffer, we participate in the sufferings of Christ. You see, Jesus is not just our Savior from suffering. Jesus is our companion in suffering. Think about it. Jesus walked this world. Jesus knows what it's like to be despised. You don't think Jesus knows what it's like to be rejected by family? Nobody in his family believed him. Mary did. But his brothers didn't. Sisters didn't. They thought he was crazy. What did the prophets call the Messiah? A man of sorrow. Jesus was a man of sorrow. Jesus knows what it's like to have a loved one die. He went to a funeral service. Lazarus. You don't think he knows what it's like to be abandoned? He cried in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus knows what it's like to be overwhelmed. So you can go to him. Because he'll look at you and he'll say, I've been there. As we said last week, he shows compassion because he knows what it's like. He has been tempted in every way that we're tempted, except he never sinned. I do believe Jesus knew what it was like to experience a toothache. Every type of pain that we have felt, I'm sure Jesus felt. But it's not only that. Look at what Paul says in verse 7. He says, we are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. In other words, our suffering is not the end of the story. Comfort is coming. Healing is coming. Restoration is coming in this life and, yes, fully in the next life. So, friends, you may be walking through a dark valley today, but you are not alone. And you are not without hope. As the Apostle Paul reminds us in these verses, you have a God who is the Father of mercies. You have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who walks with you in all of your sufferings. You have a church family equipped by their own pain to walk with you in your pain. And you have a Spirit who groans with you and for you when the words fail. There is no suffering so deep that our God's comfort cannot reach. There is no pain so sharp that God doesn't understand. And friends, there is no suffering so dark that his light cannot shine through them. So if you're here today and you're burdened, you're broken, or you're just plain tired. You're worn out. Then you need to come. You need to come to the God of all comfort. And here's another thing. If you've already received his wonderful comfort, then you know what your job is. Your job is to go out into the community and give it away. Because I guarantee you somebody else needs it.